thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. Happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Psychology archetypes with astrology. Case study. Ascendant. Taurus. Kritika Nakshatra. Rajiv's ascendant is an at Taurus, a Venus-ruled Earth sign known for its emphasis on stability, material comfort, sensual appreciation, and measured self-expression. Taurus ascendants are often grounded, composed, and carry an aura of calm dependability. They move at their own pace, preferring slow, deliberate decisions over impulsive actions. But beneath that composed surface lies a quiet tenacity. Once they commit, they don't back down. The real distinction comes from his Kritika Nakshatra, a sun-ruled constellation. Kritika brings sharpness, clarity, and a cutting edge to Taurus's otherwise soft exterior. It adds a fire of discernment, perfectionism, and deep purpose. Rajiv's presence is likely structured and precise, with a quiet magnetism that draws people in, not through performance, but through refinement. Kritika natives are known for holding high standards, whether for themselves or the world around them. They don't tolerate mediocrity. This blend activates the arbitrator-creator archetype. Rajiv doesn't just seek comfort or beauty, he wants excellence. He likely values environments where form meets function, where structure supports creativity, and where aesthetics are born from order. His sense of identity is not loud, but clearly defined. He may come across as calm and collected, but underneath, he's quietly assessing everything. What works, what doesn't, and what could be made better. Psychologically, Kritika in Taurus creates an identity rooted in both consistency and refinement. Rajiv likely presents himself as reliable and pragmatic, but he also has a deep inner drive to improve, to carve away what's unnecessary, and to build something worthy. While Taurus energy may appear passive, Kritika ensures that his identity holds a quiet inner flame. He will burn through illusions if necessary, even if it means standing alone. The challenge? Rigidity and silent judgment. Rajiv may sometimes struggle with being too internally critical of himself or others. He might expect people to just know his standards, which can create silent tensions if they don't meet them. Kritika's sharp inner clarity can also lead to isolation if not balanced with vulnerability. But when integrated, this ascendant becomes a lighthouse of integrity. Through the arbitrator-creator lens, Rajiv becomes someone who leads by example, never needing the spotlight, but always setting the standard. His presence offers reliability, quality, and thoughtful design of words, of spaces, and of self. In a world chasing novelty, Rajiv holds steady, refining what already matters. Fifth house, creativity, learning, and inner authority. Mars, Rahu, and Moon in Uttara Falguni and Chitra Nakshatras, Virgo Rajiv's fifth house, the seat of creativity, learning, intelligence, romance, and the self's expressive spark, is rich with inner drive and cognitive complexity. With Mars, Rahu, and the Moon all placed here in Virgo and distributed across Uttara Falguni and Chitra Nakshatras, his creative and intellectual world is anything but casual. This house becomes a crucible where logic meets intuition, passion meets perfectionism, and emotional depth is channeled through analysis. Mars in Uttara Falguni, ruled by the Sun, brings discipline and mission-focused energy to his creativity. This placement suggests a sharp, productive intellect. Rajiv doesn't just create for the sake of expression. He creates to build something lasting. His mental energy is deliberate, precise, and unafraid of hard work. This is someone who could thrive in engineering, strategy, systems design, or writing that requires structure and clarity. Emotionally, Mars here also gives him strong opinions and the desire to defend what he believes is right. Rahu in Uttara Falguni amplifies this ambition with a karmic hunger for mastery. Rajiv is not content with average results in his pursuits. There is an inner drive to go further, to refine more, to perfect. Yet Rahu brings tension. It wants evolution, but it often does so through pressure, restlessness, and a desire to prove oneself. Rajiv may at times push himself too hard intellectually or creatively, holding himself to invisible standards that can never quite be met. The moon in Chitra, ruled by Mars, adds emotional complexity and aesthetic brilliance. Chitra is the celestial architect. It brings visual intelligence, design sensitivity, and a desire to create something beautiful and exact. The moon here makes Rajiv highly perceptive, emotionally responsive, and drawn to visual or conceptual refinement. He may be privately emotional, but rarely shows it unless through his work, creativity, or intellectual rigor. Together, this trio activates the visionary arbitrator archetype. Rajiv is driven to craft ideas, systems, or creations that serve a higher order. He wants beauty with structure, emotion with reason, passion with precision. He may express himself through problem solving, design, writing, or analysis, but always with high standards and emotional investment. He doesn't merely seek recognition for what he knows, he seeks alignment between what he believes and what he builds. Psychologically, this fifth house dynamic creates a perfectionist mind. Rajiv may struggle with overanalysis, self-editing, or feeling like he's never quite doing enough, even when he's excelling. Emotional sensitivity, Moon, can be buried beneath the intellectual pressure of Mars and Rahu, leading to burnout if he doesn't allow softness or imperfection in his creative or learning processes. The challenge? Letting go of the need to earn his right to rest or joy. Rajiv's creativity is sacred, but it's also allowed to be messy, playful, and unfinished. His integration lies in permitting expression without over-control. When harmonized, this fifth house becomes a pillar of brilliance. Through the visionary arbitrator lens, Rajiv becomes someone whose ideas are not only sharp, they're beautifully built. His words teach, his work refines, and his presence in creative or intellectual spaces raises the standards, not by pressure, but by embodying excellence. Ninth house, wisdom, belief systems, and the journey of meaning. Jupiter in Shravana Nakshatra, Capricorn Rajiv's ninth house, the house of higher learning, belief systems, ethics, mentors, and life philosophy, is shaped by the presence of Jupiter, placed in Shravana Nakshatra, within Capricorn. This is the house of spiritual frameworks, long-distance quests, and inner truth. With Jupiter here in its sign of debilitation, and placed in Shravana, a moon-ruled nakshatra of listening, learning, and inner discernment, Rajiv's journey toward wisdom is humbling, mature, and built from experience, not assumption. Jupiter in Capricorn suggests that Rajiv doesn't arrive at belief easily. He questions, tests, and cross-examines before he commits to an ideology. His faith is earned through struggle, responsibility, and repeated tests of alignment. While Jupiter typically seeks expansion, Capricorn requires contraction, rules, boundaries, and structure. This means that Rajiv's philosophical outlook may have been shaped by conservative systems or strict teachers early on, only to be revised later through personal realizations and lived truths. Shravana Nakshatra adds a powerful auditory and receptive quality. It is known for its capacity to listen, to gather wisdom through quiet observation, storytelling, and sacred texts. Rajiv's learning style is reflective, not reactive. He's more likely to observe before he speaks, to integrate before he teaches. His truth is quiet, grounded, and resilient. He may feel more at home with spiritual traditions that emphasize discipline, contemplation, and responsibility rather than flamboyance or dogma. This placement activates the sage architect archetype. Rajiv is someone who builds belief the way an engineer builds a bridge, carefully, with logic, integrity, and foresight. He is drawn toward philosophies that are not just idealistic, but implementable. His idea of faith is not about blind hope, it's about inner order. He likely feels called to make knowledge useful, to distill abstract truths into something others can rely on. Psychologically, Jupiter in this position may create a cautious or self-critical inner voice around knowing enough. Rajiv may doubt his spiritual authority or feel that he needs to earn the right to speak or teach, even when he's far more informed than most. There can be a hesitancy to claim wisdom, especially in traditional or public settings. where he fears being judged for not being perfect. The challenge here is learning that wisdom is not about grandeur. It's about presence. Rajiv's deepest strength lies not in preaching, but in modeling integrity. He teaches not through volume, but through how he lives, listens, and holds space for truth, even when it's uncomfortable. When integrated, this ninth house becomes a beacon of quiet mastery. Through the sage architect lens, Rajiv becomes a lifelong student whose beliefs are rooted in discipline, service, and subtle spiritual resonance. He does not seek to impress with his knowledge, but to offer it, thoughtfully and with care. And in doing so, he doesn't just teach philosophy, he builds it, one principle, one decision, and one act of quiet courage at a time. 10th house, purpose, professional identity, and social contribution. Sun, Venus, and Mercury in Shatabisha and Dhanishta Nakshatras, Aquarius Rajiv's 10th house, the domain of career, visibility, public responsibility, and long-term vocation, is deeply activated by a potent triad. Sun, Venus, and Mercury, all in the sign of Aquarius, spanning the Shatabisha and Dhanishta Nakshatras. This house reflects how we are seen by the world, and in Rajiv's case, he is seen as someone who is intellectually precise, creatively innovative, and socially conscious, with a quietly strategic mind behind a graceful public persona. The sun in Shatabisha, a Rahu-ruled nakshatra, gives Rajiv an identity tied to healing, systems thinking, and nonconformist innovation. Shatabisha is the 100 physicians, the domain of those who disrupt in order to repair. Rajiv may find himself drawn to fields where reform, research, or system correction is key. He may be seen as reserved in public, yet sharp and purposeful when speaking. There's a visionary quality to this sun, one that doesn't seek attention, but quietly alters structures from within. His authority comes not from volume, but from clarity and insight. Venus and Mercury, both placed in Dhanishta, bring elegance and intellect into harmony. Dhanishta, ruled by Mars, is rhythmic, structured, and performance-based. Yet when Venus and Mercury land here in Aquarius, the result is strategic communication, persuasive charm, and a natural gift for connecting beauty with order. Rajiv may have strong talents in public speaking, diplomacy, finance, technology, or cultural design, anything that blends precision with aesthetic or intellectual appeal. He knows how to speak in ways that land, how to lead with logic without sacrificing tone. This unique trio activates the strategist-creator archetype. Rajiv doesn't just work, he engineers impact. He's the type who refines the workflow others overlook, elevates the presentation of ideas, and anchors large projects in quiet competence. He may not chase fame, but his work likely gains attention over time because of its coherence and depth. He is professional without being rigid, visionary without being untethered. Psychologically, this house suggests a person who takes career very seriously, but does so with inner calm. There's likely a private standard he holds himself to, even if he appears composed and effortless on the outside. With Mercury and Venus in Dhanishta, he may have high standards for how things sound and feel, especially in work environments. The sun in Shatabisha could make him feel burdened at times by the responsibility to fix broken systems. He may often find himself placed in roles where he must bring order to chaos, even when it wasn't his to begin with. The challenge? Letting go of over-responsibility and releasing the need to silently carry everything. Rajiv may hesitate to delegate, overthink his communication, or question his influence, especially when he doesn't receive immediate validation. Aquarius energy can also lean toward over-detachment. He may protect himself from emotional vulnerability in professional settings by focusing entirely on logic and output. But when integrated, this 10th house becomes a remarkable zone of mastery. Through the strategist-creator archetype, Rajiv becomes a quiet force of transformation in the public sphere. He doesn't shout for attention. He earns respect through elegance, vision, and effectiveness. His presence elevates teams, systems, and conversations. And in a world of noise, Rajiv offers something rare: precision with poise and impact without ego. 11th house, purposeful networks, social architecture, and long-term vision. Saturn and Ketu in Uttarabhadrapada Nakshatra, Pisces Rajiv's 11th house, the domain of social influence, group contribution, long-term goals, and collective alignment, is shaped by Saturn and Ketu, both placed in Uttarabhadrapada Nakshatra within Pisces. This house reveals how one navigates friendships, professional networks, and societal impact. With these two karmic heavyweights here, Rajiv's relationship to community is anything but casual. It is soul level, purpose infused, and often deeply inward, despite the outer placement. Saturn in the 11th house already indicates someone who takes friendships and affiliations seriously. He doesn't bond easily or join lightly. Relationships for Rajiv must serve a larger integrity. He prefers a few deeply trusted allies over a large superficial circle. In Pisces, Saturn becomes spiritually disciplined. He may feel karmic responsibility toward collective healing, service, or vision building. But this is not dreamy Piscean idealism. It is practical mysticism. Rajiv doesn't dream of utopias. He works, slowly and quietly, to build what could be possible. Uttara Bhadrapada, ruled by Saturn itself, amplifies this effect. It is the nakshatra of the wise elder, the quiet seer, the one who has seen suffering and still chooses to serve. Here, Saturn grants Rajiv a long-term mission. He may feel as if his true contribution to society can't be rushed. He might move through several iterations of his goals until one feels soul-aligned, grounded in both compassion and competence. Ketu in the same nakshatra and house suggests that Rajiv's social world comes with past life residue, relationships that feel faded, dreams that feel ancient, and a need for detachment from traditional notions of popularity or recognition. Ketu dissolves ego-driven ambition, especially in the 11th house. Rajiv may feel simultaneously pulled toward collective service and repelled by the spotlight. His ideal networks are those that function as spiritual ecosystems, not competitive arenas. This combination activates the sage-mystic archetype. Rajiv's presence in a group is not about being liked. It's about anchoring truth. He is often the quiet backbone of a team, the one who holds long-term vision, ethics, or energetic stability. Others may not always understand his detachment or reserve, but they often respect him. He doesn't need to be everywhere. His influence is felt even when he speaks rarely. Psychologically, this placement suggests a deeply private relationship with social belonging. Rajiv may experience phases of isolation, karmic disconnection, or even betrayal in friendships, each event teaching him to refine his boundaries and redefine who and what he serves. He is learning that influence does not require attention, it requires alignment. The challenge, over-detachment or under-assertion. With both Saturn and Ketu here, Rajiv may doubt his right to lead socially or question whether his contributions are enough. He may hold back his ideas, waiting for the perfect time or audience, which can delay the collective benefit he's meant to offer. But when integrated, this house becomes his dharmic compass. Through the sage mystic lens, Rajiv doesn't just belong to groups, he shapes them. His long-term goals are not personal wins, they are collective upgrades. His role in the world is not loud, but it is legacy level. And in a network driven by noise, Rajiv offers what few can: vision guided by wisdom, connection rooted in truth, and contribution shaped by timelessness.